What's going on, everybody? My name is Mike Myers. I'm the host of What This Thing Is, and this thing is the VidBiz Podcast. Welcome back. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. This is a podcast about VidBiz stuff. No, I am a video production business owner. Been doing this for 10 plus years. Been doing it almost 6 full time. And this is just me talking about stuff, about mostly business. I was talking to a friend earlier this week. She said, hey, gotta be honest, I haven't listened to your podcast. I think she was thinking mainly because it's about video stuff, but I just want to say up front, this is not always about video stuff. Mostly it's about business stuff. And you know what? If we do talk about video stuff, I'm sure that you can find a parallel in whatever field that you are working in. I think it's super important. I enjoy talking to the camera, but I am excited that on sometime this week I've got a few of my first guests lined up for interviews, and those will be coming out over the next few weeks. And I think those first few ones will be talking specifically more towards the video world, but that's okay. It's fun. It's super fun to listen. So I'm excited about that. Just super busy week, doing a lot of things, setting up a lot of meetings, talking with my assistant yesterday. There's just a lot of things going on. I feel like setting up meetings with my accountant. This is my way of trying to segue into, hey, we're setting up meetings with my accountant for Q2 just to kind of go over the books and stuff like that. And if you're looking for an accountant to maybe run your prep your taxes, maybe a bookkeeper to keep track of your books for you, you can head on down to the people that I use. Their company is called Core Group. This isn't sponsored by them, but they did give me a nice little affiliate link that I put on the page at vidbizpodcast.com. So if you are looking for those things, you can click that. They can help you out. I've never been less than impressed with every interaction that I've ever had with each person that works for Core Group. So, and you might be thinking, Mike, I am not in a place to be hiring an accountant. Well, you should always hire an accountant if you're running your own business. I promise you, do that. But you might be thinking, I don't make enough money. You're like, I'm way far behind, like from where you're at, Mike. And I could never afford a bookkeeper or an accountant. And this is my way of segueing into what I think we're going to be talking about today. And that's really the comparison game. And really, in all aspects of business, it's a plague, and it affects all of us. We each see, you know, it's because it happens in our personal life, and then it, you know, it's professional as well. We see people on Instagram, the more beautiful, the more attractive people that go on, you know, destination like vacations, and they're always on the beach, and they're always have a drink in their hand or whatever, and we idolize that lifestyle, and we are constantly comparing, or that person's more ripped than me, or that person dresses cooler than me. And we do it in business too so often. And I feel like I've already talked about this probably on the podcast, but it's just on my heart today. So that's kind of what I want to dive into. And really, this is really just me having a conversation with myself to talk myself off a ledge of just self-doubt. And like I talked about last week of imposter syndrome, really that comparison that's so deadly to our business and our creativity and our life. Well, see, it happens a lot, I think, especially in my world of video or photography. If any photographers or videographers are listening, you can relate. Or, you know, it's really, it can really pertain to anything. But in my world, it's like, oh man, like, you know, you save up, you know, you get your first camera, you get some lenses or whatever, and then you see someone else that maybe, I don't know, has a family member that has a lot of money, and they like help that person along. And so that person wants to get into photography, and then they all of a sudden have nicer gear than you. Oh man, it's so infuriating when you're working your butt off and you're just trying to get to that next level, that next goal. You know, you just get so aggravated, and then you start to compare yourself like, wow, like if only I had that camera body, or if only I had that lens. I think it's, you know, as you kind of grow your business, you kind of change the things of the if only I had an employee, if only I had an office or a studio, if only, you know, I see they have this thing going on for them and they seem to be doing pretty well. But I, you know, I can tell you, you know, being in the industry long enough, knowing enough friends and colleagues that are in similar industries, that we're all really good at having this facade of like, look at all of the success that I have and all of the beautiful photos and videos that I produce, and look at this amazing studio that I have, and it's all a facade. And those are really good things to have. Those are, especially if they're tools and they're resources, like a studio or an employee, an editor or whatever, those are all really good resources to have in your tool belt. But if it's really just for show and like, you know, like look at all of the success that I've, you know, acquired over the years of, you know, here's my studio, even though I never use it, or I don't know. Those are all really good things, but when in the wrong context, or if we're wanting those things for the wrong reason, if it's just to like for the sake of having it and not necessarily taking us to the next level of creativity or business ownership, and kind of running a business and growing a business, then it's all for naught. Like it's a waste of time to aspire to get those things and to compare ourselves constantly with other creators and other business owners, because everyone has different goals. With my buddy Tim specifically, he started shooting weddings with me, I think, in 2017. It's 2022 now, so it's been almost 5 years since we started shooting together, and we've both been shooting 5 years or longer before that, so we've been in the game for a while. And when we met in 2017, owning like a DSLR and like having like a shotgun mic and kind of just wanting to make videos, that was our goal. And I had a wedding brand that had kind of built up, and he came on and really became my steady like second shooter for a long time, and still shoots weddings with me sometimes. And that was our goal in 2017. And we kept evolving and growing, and he had a job, and then he quit and went full time. And I think at that point I was already full time on my own. And then I took a quick sidestep and worked for the church, and then I came back doing full time. And so I never remember to mute my phone. Sorry for that if it's dinging. So, you know, him and I, we kind of grew in different ways, and we started realizing, if I looked at Tim, like, or any of my friends that were in the same field as me, we all kind of evolved into wanting different things. In 2017, we were kind of at the same place, I guess. We just wanted to get paid to make videos. And now 5 years later, it's evolved into I'm a producer and I have a studio of strategy, basically. And I want to partner along with my clients and be the overarching like executive producer over the entire project. And I like shooting and I like editing. It's not what I want to do. And there are some people that love editing. They don't want to sit behind a camera. They don't want to be in charge. They don't want to tell people to do. They don't want to get all the moving parts and pieces in place. And then there's people like Tim who really found a passion for cinematography itself and has really gone in that direction of, you know, acquiring the correct gear to grow that aspect and to become the best shooter that he can be, getting the right gear, like the right cinema body, the right lenses, the right lighting, and just learning all of the aspects of that. And then really just like we kind of, you know, in this group of friends and colleagues that I have, we kind of shift around and use each other as the resource that they are most desired. And so really this comparison, like we could have like looked at each other along the way and been like, well, you know, like from my standpoint, like Tim's doing this and I should be doing that too. Like, but we really found our niche or whatever you want to say. I say niche. Some people say niche. I think niche sounds more suave. So everyone has kind of like, as you grow and you develop in your expertise, you're going to find your niche and you're going to say like, okay, this is where I excel and this is where I'm the best. And I don't have to play this comparison game. And guess what? This is something that I learned young as a musician playing drums. For a long time, I was the best drummer that I knew. Like, that sounds so stupid. Okay. I don't know how to say that. Like, there weren't any other people that could play drums like me that had, like, a natural ear for hearing music. Everyone else was just very, like, blah. And so, like, for a long time, I was like, yeah, I'm a really good drummer. And, I mean, I'm talking like middle school, high school, like this is the thought process that I had. This wasn't like last year. But you know, as a musician growing up, like learning early on, there's always going to be somebody better than you. And there's always going to be somebody better than you. And there's always going to be somebody better than the person that's better than you. You can be an expert. You can be super smart in whatever you're talking about, but there's always going to be somebody better than you in whatever it is. And better is a relative term, I would say. Better at what? I mean, there's definitely people in the technical side of you know, video production. There's definitely better video, like, oh my gosh, I can't even say the right word. There's definitely better camera operators. There's definitely better audio engineers. There's definitely better gaffers and grips and everything. Directors, I am not a good director. And that's why I like to talk to my buddy Aaron, because he is super, like, thinks way outside the box and can really just bring that perspective. So better is a relative term. There are so many things in my specific field that people are better than me at. But you know what I'm really good at? I'm really good at producing. I'm really and really kind of acquiring the client, bringing them along, saying like, hey, I really think that we would be a good fit. And then kind of leading them along that strategic path of, let's make these videos and we're going to do this and this is what it's going to cost. And I've gotten over those budget fears and stuff like that, and really just producing and bringing all of it together, and then seeing it executed on the day of shooting or days of production is a beautiful thing. And that's something I'm really good at. There are definitely people that are way better than me at that, people that are working on Hollywood sets. But I can't continue to play the comparison game, or even from a business owner standpoint of like, oh man, they're so far along in their business. Like they're probably making like $500,000 a year or $1 million a year or $5 million a year or whatever. I just have to be like, I just have to kind of remind myself, okay, where have I been the last year, the last 2 years, the last 3, 5, 10? Am I making 20 times what I made or more, you know, when I first started? Yes. Okay. Well, that's a good sign that things are happening. Things are growing. And really playing the long game of, we live in such this immediate, what's the instant gratification, world that we want everything right now. And I know like starting out, you know, when I first started shooting weddings, 2012, 2013, that I wanted that. Like I wanted it now. I wanted to be like the best wedding filmmaker, the best wedding videographer in Ohio. I wanted to, you know, and that's good to want to be the best. But it's, and I wanted it now. Like I wanted to be the best wedding videographer, like now. I wanted the instant gratification. I wanted to be, you know, charging what I think I should charge. But you just have to, you have to play the waiting game. Like, patience is a virtue, and patience is key in business ownership. It doesn't happen overnight. And so when you're comparing yourself to so-and-so, look at all of the different aspects of, well, how long have they been putting in the time? How dedicated during those times? Because I know over the past 6 years of doing this full-time, there have been moments where I'm like, you know what? My heart's not as much into this anymore. And so I'll kind of like, not so much anymore, but like at the beginning, like kind of stepping back and being like, you know what? It's as good as it's going to get type of thing. But that's not true, because I mean, where I am now, based on where I was when I went full time in 2016, you know, it's night and day. So, but it didn't happen overnight. That's 6 years of putting in the work. And I sometimes wonder, like, if I would have put in the work, like grind for 6 years straight, what would have really happened? But I'm not going to play the what if game. But I do know that it just takes time. Everybody wants to hire their first employee. Everybody wants, you know, in my world, everybody wants to hire an editor. Everybody wants to hire, you know, people to be on set. They want to pad their team. They want to look bigger than they are. They want to look more successful to clients than they actually are, or, you know, success is relative. But they want to look to be this, you know, grand production company. They want to have all the best gear. They think they should have this and this and this. They want to buy this camera. They want to buy these lenses. They want to spend all this money because they're seeing everyone else doing it. They're playing this comparison game of like, well, if they're doing that, maybe I should be doing that. Or we've been, you know, you have to look at all the aspect, all of the different nuances and aspects of each individual, you know, business and business owner, and where they're coming from and how much experience they have. And it doesn't really matter in the end. As long as you're seeing success, as long as you're not working your life away and you're seeing your family and you're spending time with the people that you care about the most and you're doing fun things, and it's okay to say, yeah, I'll take a half day off or I'll take a day off. that's how I measure success. And so that's where I'm like, okay, even if I don't have $1 million in revenue, I have enough money, A, to pay my mortgage and feed my family and do all like things that we actually want to do. And B, I have time and flexibility in my life to do those things that we want to do. So if you're playing the comparison game and you're looking at people on Instagram or TikTok and you're like, oh man, like, I know this is a big one, especially for photographers and videographers. And I fall into the trap all the time, man. I'm just speaking the truth. If you are a photographer or a videographer that especially does weddings, I am sure at one point you're like, oh, like, how do all those people get like destination? Like, I want to go to Iceland and Italy and shoot all these. Like, there's just one guy I follow, like, from an Instagram standpoint, lives the most legit, like, party life. Like, just looks so fun. But I don't know him on a personal, I mean, I sort of know him, but I don't know what's going on in his life. I don't know if he's actually happy in his, like, in his marriage or in, you know, with his kids, or I don't know those things. But I know, especially as videographers and photographers in the wedding world, we see like all of these people how do I get people to pay me to go to Iceland or Mexico or Cabo, or is Cabo in Mexico? I think it is. I'm not very good with geography. I'm not good with the geometries. You know, all of these exotic places. That's definitely a way that people in this industry specifically compare themselves of like, oh man, I must not be that great of a wedding photographer because people aren't inviting me to go shoot their wedding in Hawaii. If that's what you want, then you're going to figure out a way to do it. It doesn't just happen magically or like overnight. You're going to work for it and you're going to figure a way out. That's not my life because I have 3 children, and like the times that I have left my wife home for a week with 3 children is like, I'm doing a lot of makeup work when I get back. Like, that's not like what I'm aiming for in my life right now. But there are people that can do that and people that want to do that. But if you want to do something and you really, really want to do it, you're going to figure a way out how to do it. And if that's whatever that is, if that is like travel photography or videography, getting flown around the world to shoot things, that I feel like everyone thinks that's like the apex of like being a photographer or videographer is when people start paying you to travel the world. Okay. That's super cool, but it's also like super draining and can get old really fast. The times that I have traveled for people to pit, like people paying me to go, you know, it's really a work trip, and it's not like, unless you can figure out a way to also like, you know, pad your days and like be there for like a long time and actually enjoy where you're at. It's mostly just work and it's exhausting. So it's not all that it's cracked up to be, but for some reason we chalk it up to that being like the apex of like, once you're traveling the world consistently and getting paid to do it, then you've made it. And that's just not true. My rebuttal to that would be, you know what? I feel like I've made it because I am full-time doing this and like not consistently wanting for work. Like, it's not like I'm month by month by month. I have a consistent income. I feel like that's success to me. And like I said, being able to spend time with my kids and my wife, that is so. So anyways, stop comparing yourself because looking at other people and saying like, wow, like they should be way farther along than what they are, because it's none of your business and it doesn't matter. The only person that matters is you. Like, you just need to focus on yourself, in a non-selfish way. Just focus on yourself and don't worry about like where everyone else is, whether that's good or bad. Just worry about yourself and stop Stop comparing yourself or others. It's just it's a deadly game, and it brings so much divisiveness and grossness, I guess, to being. We're all doing the same thing. We're all trying to be successful in our craft and our creativity, and that's super cool. And it's also super noble. Like you're doing it. You're trying. You're going out there. You're doing it. There are people out there that just wanna coast through. Not coast. Okay. I'm being judgmental, but some people just, they don't care to like really make their dreams come true or really fight for what they want. And so, I mean, yeah. So kudos to you for doing it and stop looking at everyone else. Whether you think that you're better than them or that they're better than you, and just shut up and, just stop it. Just stop it. Yeah, I guess that's pretty much all I have today. Like I said, I'm excited about having some guests on here, and if you're enjoying the VidBiz podcast, I would just ask that you take the time to review this podcast on Apple, or wherever you consume your podcasts, if that platform has a review process, I guess. And yeah, tell others about it. If you are a video professional or any sort of professional running your own business, growing a business, and you think this would be valuable, go ahead and share it. You can visit vidbizpodcast.com and the YouTube channel. You can watch, if you're not watching these, it's just me talking to a camera. So if you want to see my face, then you can go to YouTube and search for the VidBiz podcast and you can watch me there. You can find, I really want to get this community, like a community up and going on Facebook. So there's a community button on vidbizpodcast.com that links to Facebook, and hopefully we just start chatting about anything that's going on. If you have any questions about video or business, or you just want to chat, tough luck. No, you can email me at mike@carrotfilmco.com, and hope to hear from you soon. That's all I got for you today. We'll talk to you next week. Peace.